Well, I've lived in Whitstable since 2006. I'm right in the centre. And when I moved in, I had long-term neighbours each side of my terraced house. One side it was owned, the other side it was long-term rental. And now one side is a second home and the other side is a holiday rental property on short lets. So the owner of the holiday rental property has been very considerate in response to the requests I've made of him. But obviously he's not there all the time. He can't legislate for the behaviour of everybody who passes through his house. So I think it's, you do get more noise. You get a little bit of confusion. You get people knocking on your door, you know, seeing if you can help them with a lost key or whatever. And sometimes there are problems with the bins being left out on a street where the pavement is narrow and there's no garden in front of the terraced houses. So all these are kind of incidental nuisances, but I think generally having this feeling that you know fewer of your neighbours is resulting in a deterioration of the life of community in Whitstable.
It must be quite concerning. So another gentleman was saying, you know, the lack of community is actually becoming a real problem.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that is what I was hearing in this meeting, that a lot of people are concerned about. I do think we do need tourists in Whitstable, and we need to have a happy way of living with tourism. I mean, personally, I would like to see Canterbury City Council immediately introduce a voluntary code of practice that owners could sign up to that set very high standards for neighbourliness, and maybe there would be a sticker in the window saying, I'm so and so, I own this property, you can contact me on this number, and I've signed up to this code of practice with these key points. And then I think there might be a little bit of self-regulation and neighbourliness that could be in advance of any government regulation.
So you're not anti-Airbnb, you're just sort of like pro-balancing it out?
I am. I mean, I should say that a while back I owned properties in Italy and I let them out as holiday rentals, but I was obsessed with making sure that the neighbours were not disturbed, and I communicated it in every way possible to people letting. And for example, I wouldn't allow a television or a hi-fi or anything that would make any noise in the house. There were just books. And you know, some people, when they were approaching me for rental, would say, well, what do you mean you haven't got a television? It's like, it's for the sake of the neighbours. Well, that was a while back, but I think I know a thing or two about it from both sides.